I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the headlines are turning to the Olympic Games in Beijing, China's earthquake survivors are still in great need. More than 69,000 people died and 4 million were displaced. WorldServe Ministries' Ken Leggett says there is good news.
We've seen about at least 5,000 individuals accept Christ through the ministry work that the teams that we have on the field in China ministering to those suffering through the aftermath of the earthquake, which has been a great encouragement that they've been able to share the hope that we have in Christ with those people, and then it's been accepted.
400 seminary students and 800 volunteers from all over China are helping. They'll be needed because the government's expected to pull out of there in 3 months. Next, between 1970 and the mid-2000s, the population of Paraguay increased from 2.4 million to more than 6 million. Missionaries Ed and Linda Baker with the Mission Society says now 60% of the population is under age 25. To help, the government's established a homestead program. At the homesteaders' request, the Bakers are planning churches in order to drill water wells. Linda says that's when ministry starts.
This is a new area, nothing to do except for come look at the North Americans drilling a water well. So that brings the people to where we are, and we get a chance to not only visit with them, but at night we show the Jesus movie.
And a tribe in the Philippines recently graduated a literacy class run by New Tribes missionaries. The graduates proudly wore special t-shirts and read aloud to the crowd that gathered to celebrate. Literacy in a written language will do much to keep neighboring cultures from putting down this tribe or taking advantage of it. Also, the class is an important step toward planting a church in the community. Pray that God will open the hearts of the people to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have MNN delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.